comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful planet. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. Tonight is K-Files night, and that means that following the show tonight, we'll begin sending out the K-Files. The K-Files is, of course, our free weekly newsletter, and we want you to be getting it. There's no reason why you shouldn't. It's free. It's a great newsletter, and you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. You won't be spammed. You're not going to get your email flooded as a result of subscribing to the Kevin Smith Show, because or to the K-Files. Because we don't loan that list out to anybody. And so, you know, we invite you, if you're not subscribed, subscribe. You will get an email after you subscribe, and it has a link in it that you have to use to activate your subscription. Be sure you do that, because if you don't, you won't get the K-Files, okay? We are 100% listener-supported, and I would like to invite you to become a member of our members community. Yes, it is $7.50 a month. Oh my, oh my, oh my. 25 cents a day. But for that, you just get a whole universe of things that, really, 75 to 80% of what we do is in that members community. Now, we do a lot right out here for free. You get to listen to the show for free every night. But, and you always have been able to. We've always kept that free, and we're going to do our best to forever keep that free. But if that's all you're getting, if all you're getting is the stuff that's free, and there's a lot of free things here at the Kevin Smith Show, you're missing 75 to 80% of what there is. And you really need to be on the inside and be where you can participate in everything we do. So how do you do that? Well, you join. Click where it says join. And then you will be, you'll have access to all of the members community. That's where the archives are. That's where the forums are, the chat room, the video galaxy. That's where you get to watch the show every night, and lots of other stuff. So you know, if you're not a member, you need to fix it, and nobody but you can fix it. Just click where it says join and join tonight. We got a lot of cool stuff to talk about here tonight. We're going to start off with the big story that's out there about Jordan Maxwell and an alleged scandal, and you'll understand why I said alleged whenever we get into it. But anyway, it's out there, so we're going to talk about it. If we have time, we're going to talk about some cool stuff found on Mars, and it may go right along with something we already said here, and maybe some other stuff. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Tonight, We've got some big stories to talk about, and one of them is disturbing. But we have to face it. We have to talk about it. And that is the story that's swirling around out there on the internet about Jordan Maxwell. And on our graphic that's on our website and that's on our TV screen, for those who are watching our TV channel, there is a misspelling. It is not Russell Pines with an S. It's Pine, P-I-N-E. But the story, first of all, you know, Jordan Maxwell is a name that's been around for many years in the world of the strange and unexplained as a, sort of an expert on the occult. And all of a sudden, there's information out there on the net, and I've seen it. It's been out there for a little while. But I've been watching to see where is this going. It seems to be staying at the boiling point, and there doesn't seem to be any counter information being offered by Jordan Maxwell. But here's the deal. The deal is that a few years ago, well, let's see. Let me see. When was this? This was in 2003, I think. No, 2004, April of 2004. Jordan Maxwell had, prior to that, been involved with a credit repair operation. Not by himself. He had at least one partner in that. But there was a complaint filed with the Federal Trade Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission investigated Jordan Maxwell, also known as Russell Pine, which is his birth name. That would be his I don't know. I started to say that would be his legal name, but that may not be the case. He may have legally changed his name to Jordan Maxwell. I don't know. But his birth name is Russell Pine. And somebody by the name of Varujabedian, those are all AKAs, aliases. Russell Pine is also known as Jordan Maxwell. So there's a Federal Trade Commission injunction, permanent injunction, against Jordan Maxwell and this other person. And basically it orders them to... it says that they were selling fake international driver's permits. It says that they were selling bogus credit repair services, sale of a sham debt termination programs. And so on January the 8th, 2003, the court granted the plaintiffs application for a temporary restraining order. And then April 2004, there was a permanent injunction against Jordan Maxwell and this other person. And as a result of that, according to information published by the owner of JordanMaxwell.com, at least that's the way I understand what I saw on the internet. I'll put a disclaimer on this. It's pretty confusing stuff. The owner of JordanMaxwell.com, when that permanent injunction was filed and Jordan Maxwell was put out of business, this guy bought JordanMaxwell.com, the rights to all of the books, tapes, everything. Basically bought out everything that is Jordan Maxwell. That's the way I understand it. And it gets pretty involved. That person, and I wish I had his name, I jotted everybody's names down except his, has published some stuff now on the internet, including emails between himself and Jordan Maxwell. And apparently, my understanding of this is that at the moment, there is a lawsuit between that company that now owns Jordan Maxwell everything. There's a lawsuit against a guy that they hired to do their website. And this was a person recommended to them by Russell Pine or Jordan Maxwell, and they were paying $800 a month to that person through Jordan Maxwell. They would send the money to Jordan Maxwell. Maxwell would pay the person. And the work didn't get done. And so they filed a lawsuit against that person, and Jordan Maxwell has been very upset by that. And so he's asked them to drop the lawsuit, and he's made certain claims. They make certain claims, and that's the way these things go. In the email, well, in the article published, the president or owner of everything Jordan Maxwell claims that in his side of this, that Jordan Maxwell was dead broke, and he says, you know, you were sleeping on the floor in the office of the business, and which, by the way, I'm dead broke. That isn't why I sleep on the floor, but I do sleep. I have an air mattress, and I sleep on the floor, not in my studio. I used to. But the reason I do it is a little different. I own a house. I am dead broke, but I own a house in another country, and it's all paid for, and it's really nice, and I see no reason to go in debt and be in debt here to duplicate what I've got somewhere else. So it's a choice I've made. But apparently this was a necessity, and he was sleeping on the floor, and things were tough, and so this guy who bought everything Jordan Maxwell claims that he has supported Maxwell. He you know, gave him money for living expenses and for food and so forth, and everything that he writes about in his claims on the internet. All right, so he also claims, he puts in there some claims that Jordan Maxwell has defrauded some people out of a lot of money, people that he worked for, out of about $150,000. And that was kind of surprising to me. And he says he had to bail him out of jail last year. So pretty interesting stuff. And I've been waiting to see what would be Jordan Maxwell's response. You need to know that I have made several telephone calls to Jordan Maxwell over the past several weeks because I wanted to ask about things I was beginning to hear. And I wanted to get it straight from him. When I call the number, I get his voice on voicemail, and it says, leave your number, and I'll call you back. And so I leave the number. And so far, I don't think I've gotten a call back. I will cut some slack here. If you call You know, because we're in a studio, I normally keep the telephone bell turned off, the ringer. I keep it turned off. Once in a while, I forget to turn that thing off, and you'll hear it ring when we're on the air. And it sounds like this. Okay, that's what it sounds like. Well, most of the time, I think you probably heard that over the microphone. If you didn't, well, okay. But I keep that turned off most of the time. And so if I'm not right here where I can see the flashing lights on the telephone, I don't know a call has come in. If I'm gone into the other part of the place here to get coffee, then if you call, I don't hear it. So it is possible that Jordan Maxwell called, that he returned my call. However, I also have a device that shows me when I've missed a call, and I can punch a button and it'll call it right back. I don't recall getting a returned call from Jordan Maxwell, and I've tried now. I tried for about 3 weeks as I was beginning to hear things, and I wanted to ask him personally about it. I want to be fair about this, and so what I'm saying is it's an alleged scandal. There are not always really two sides to every story. Sometimes there are just the facts, and that's it. But we have to start off by saying that there's the possibility there are two sides to this story. There's the possibility that Jordan Maxwell's side of the story might put a whole different light on all this information. I'd like to know why he didn't use the name Russell Pine. That is his birth name. So why didn't you just use Russell Pine? I would not have been less impressed, would you? It's a little bit disturbing. Doesn't necessarily mean anything important, but it kind of shakes the ground a little bit. Look, my birth name is Kevin Wayne Smith. It's the name I use everywhere. And so whether people like me or hate me, love me, anything in between, is still Kevin Wayne Smith. I am who I am. I am what I am. That's the way Popeye used to say it, right? But I'm Kevin Wayne Smith here in front of this camera, and I'm Kevin Wayne Smith when I write a book. I'm Kevin Wayne Smith when I write lyrics for a song. I'm Kevin Wayne Smith when I go to the grocery store. I am me. And I'm not ashamed of my name. So I'm a little curious about why he would use Jordan Maxwell if his real name is Russell Pine. There may be a good explanation for that, and I would like to hear it. There's also all of these allegations that are made, and they are allegations until proven in a court of law. They are allegations, but they're serious allegations, and I would like to hear Jordan Maxwell's response to it. Now, I don't know if Jordan is listening to the show tonight. I think he does listen to this show sometimes. And if he is, Jordan, you have an invitation from me to be here on the show and talk to us about this. I would be more than happy to hear your side. And I think my listeners would like to hear your side of this. We're a little dumbfounded right now. There are Jordan Maxwell fans, and then there are people that don't like Jordan Maxwell. That's true of all of us who are public, who go on the radio or television or speak at conferences. When we do this, there are people that walk away saying, man, that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then there are people that walk away saying, what a waste of my money to buy a ticket to this conference. Or what a waste of my time to listen to this radio show. It's different strokes for different folks. I understand that. He understands that. Jordan, listeners, whether they are in your camp or not in your camp, whether fans of yours or not, are a little dumbfounded by this and would like to hear an explanation. And I think if even people who don't like me will say, I think that I'm fair, very fair. And so I want to give you the opportunity to say your side of this. You have an invitation, and all you need to do is email me or call me, and you have my number because I have left it with your voicemail many times over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And let me know that you want to be on the show. You let me know that you want to be on the show, and I'll make that happen because I really want to hear your side of this. Now, it is not an allegation when the owner of everything, Jordan Maxwell, says that there was an FTC permanent injunction against Jordan Maxwell. That's not an allegation. That's fact. I'm looking at a copy of it on my screen right now. And if you go to the internet and type in Jordan Maxwell FTC, you will find it. I'm looking at it, and it happened. I think that's something a lot of us didn't know. But it did happen, and that's for real. But we'd like to hear, I would like to hear Jordan Maxwell's response to all the rest of these allegations that are out there. And it's interesting to me that these are being made by the guy who owns JordanMaxwell.com, or at least that's the way it is on the internet. Unless somebody has hoaxed that, then and I don't think that's the case, then these allegations are being made by the guy that owns the company. So Jordan, the door is open. The invitation is open, and I would love to hear from you. All right, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're going to open the telephone lines because I would like to hear from you. You know, how do I find out about a lot of this stuff? Well, sometimes I have a little bit of inside scuttlebutt somewhere. Sometimes I get it from you in emails. Sometimes it's something posted in our chat box on the front page of our members community. Sometimes it's in the forums. You know, I just have so many places that I pick up stuff. I began to hear about this 3 or 4 weeks ago, that there was something going on with Jordan Maxwell. I began to hear about it scuttlebutt, you know. And now, of course, there's some stuff published on the internet about it. But what do you think? I mean, I know that because of things that have been posted on our chat box, I know that there are people who have an interest in this in our members community. You've been talking about it and chatting about it, sharing links about it. And I know because of some emails I've gotten that some of you who are not members, this is something that's, you know, been kind of a a hot topic for you, at least a topic that has you raising an eyebrow or two. So I want to give you the opportunity to say what you think about this. Now, you may have been able to do more research on this than I have. You may know more about this than I. And I'd like for you to share that with us. Now, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use the flash message option on the website. Just go over to the website. Scroll down, you'll see the picture about tonight's show. And right above that picture, you'll see a link that says flash message. And we'd love to hear from you. One of the things that I don't want to do, and it gets done every day, and it gets done all around the world, and that is people read that something has happened, and they take that as gospel. And in a case like this, they read that, all that stuff on the internet, they take it as gospel, and it might be the absolute truth. But until you hear from the other side of this, until you hear from Jordan Maxwell, what happens is people hearing one side or reading one side just crucify the guy. And then there are people outside of our genre, and they read this and they say, well, there you see again, there's nothing but scam artists in this world of the strange and unexplained. Oh, horseradish. What nonsense. First of all, I don't think it's been proven. I'm not saying that the person who owns all the Jordan Maxwell rights and that apparently published this material, I'm not saying that person's lying. That's not it at all. I'm saying until it's proven to be true, then these are allegations. And the only way you can prove them is to have it adjudicated in court, which apparently is going to happen because he is suing this guy he hired to do web work for him. And that is sort of at the basis of all of this dust up. I don't want us to crucify Jordan Maxwell. At the same time, I'm not defending Jordan. If these things are true, then they're just true. So, it's just wrong to read something and then just crucify the guy. All right, it's painfully obvious that you don't want to talk about this. So that subject is gone. Don't call me about it. I won't talk about it now. All right, on Mars, Curiosity rover has discovered what NASA says is a dry creek bed, an ancient creek bed or river bed. Now remember that Curiosity rover is in the Gale Crater. That's where it landed. Remember, in those very first pictures that it took, I did a show here and took a look at some of the pictures, and we zoomed in on some things. Do you remember those shows? Do you remember that I showed you what I said, this looks to me like a roadway and a break in the roadway where there used to be a bridge. It's broken. And it looks like there's a shallow wash coming through there. And it looks like engineering. It looks like there are culverts under each side of where the bridge would have been. So I said, that to me, that looks like ancient ruins. It looks like engineering. Remember those shows? Well, the Curiosity, which is the big rover up there in Gale Crater, has taken pictures that they say, you know, that looks like an ancient creek. We look at these rock formations and it looks to us like fast moving water, and a lot of it caused this. If you remember the picture that we used, it was from Curiosity. It was right off of the NASA website. And if you remember, that wash coming through that break in what I said looks like a roadway, that wash wound around and came right up toward the camera. And now the camera has looked down. And you know what they said? Well, you know, we think there might used to have been a creek here. It's just possible that NASA just confirmed what I said in that show when I said that's what that looks like. Now, the reason I say it's just possible is because my statements included out far away from the camera, where I said that looks like engineering. Their picture that they just recently, within the last few days, have released is pointed right down at the ground and not out there anymore. But they're saying this looks like an ancient creek. So as far as me saying that looks like a wash coming through there, I think that pretty much confirms that. What I would like to know is, why has NASA not rolled that rover right up to those structures that I said look like engineering and get close-up shots? It may not be engineering. That might be entirely natural formations. That's a possibility. I don't care which way it goes. It looks like engineering to me. I don't care if they roll up there and they get a good close-up shot and it turns out to be all natural. Cool. No problem. From a distance, in their picture, when we zoomed in, it looks like engineering to me. And many of you called. That's back when you remembered where your phone was. Many of you called and you said, you know what? That looks like engineering to me, too. And we had quite a discussion about that. Now, this is not the first time this sort of thing has happened between this show and NASA. But this one happened pretty quickly, fairly quickly after we did that show. You know, actually, we did two or three shows on that. Right after Curiosity landed, we did two or three shows where we talked about it. We looked at different pictures that it was sending back. So now here we are, you know, just, you know, a couple of months, 3 months down the road, and they're confirming part of what I said. Some of the things that I've been saying about Mars for a long time, they very... They're like misers with information. It takes a long time, but finally a little bit of something comes out and confirms something I said in 2000. You know? Well, this is only 2 or 3 months after I said it, and they're confirming that's a creek. So, guys and gals at NASA, you know how to give that thing instructions. Roll it over there and get pictures of that formation at a distance. Roll it right over there to it so you're not at a distance. Get pictures of it and let's see if that's engineering. I bet you it is, but I can't prove it is. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
They can't afford to do that.
Why?
They have so much invested in there not being life on Mars that if they go over there and find out it is engineering, their cover is blown.
That's what you ask. You're right. You're right on target with why they're not doing it. But their cover is tattered and torn and shredded and blown a long time ago when it comes to Mars. They need to give that crap up.
That's for us.
Mm-hmm.
But for the general public, they still believe the fiction.
Well, I guess so. I guess so, but it's pretty amazing. You remember that show that I did, Brent? Where I showed
Yes, I do.
And we said it looked like engineering. I said that. Did you think it looked like engineering to you?
To me, it looked enough like engineering to warrant further investigation.
There you go. There you go. And that's about where I came out in this, too. I said, look, you know, it's got that appearance to me. Why? And I even said, you remember this, why don't they roll the rover over there and get some close-up shots? Let's find out.
So like I said, they can't afford to.
Yeah, I don't think they're ever going to do it. But it's interesting that they did confirm part of what I said.
Yeah, it's a creek bed.
It's a creek bed. It's a wash. It's a creek bed. And, yeah. And I bet you, since that looked like a creek bed in their picture, the one I used on that show, I bet you that stuff over there at the distance is exactly what it looks like, too.
It may be. We won't know until they go over and look at it. And I don't think they're going to do that. They're too much a coward.
I bet they have zoomed in on it. I bet they have shots of it and know what it is. I bet they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to say one thing about the Jordan Maxwell thing.
No, that's over.
All right. Can I go at it from a tangent then?
Okay. All right.
In the chat room a couple months ago, somebody asked me why I don't use an alias.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I am the only Brent Brayton on this planet. I've done a search. I'm the only one out there.
Do you know how many Kevin Smiths there are?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Hang on. I want to talk to you for a minute. All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this. So don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the telephone with me is the one and only brave soul in planet Earth, Brent Brayton. Brent, we were talking about that you're the only Brent Brayton on planet Earth. Is that right?
That I know of. At least the only one on the internet.
I joined a professional organization within the past couple of days. And you have to register, you know, with your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, man, not only are the list of Kevin Smiths that are members, not only is that list about a half a mile long, there's at least a quarter of a mile of Kevin W.
Oh, man.
There's so Kevin funny. William, Kevin Wilson. I'm Kevin Wayne, you know, so I couldn't list me as Kevin W. There is a Kevin W. already listed, and so I had to list Kevin Wayne. Now, if there is another Kevin Wayne Smith that comes in and wants to join this organization, he's just out of luck, you know. I don't know how that would work, but look, I want to go back to Mars for a minute. I want to get your opinion on something based on what you said. When Spirit Rover was still active, and in fact, in the early going of its mission, And for those who don't know, Spirit Rover is the one that's dead now. And Opportunity still working, and Curiosity, of course, is the new one. But when Spirit Rover landed, and it was in Gusev Crater, it rolled over to a rock and embedded in this rock. It got a good picture of it, a good close-up picture. Was a fossilized organism, and it looked very, very, very similar to some organisms right here on this planet that live in the ocean.
Okay.
Do you remember what they did?
No, I don't.
Well, after they took the picture.
If I'm going to go by what NASA would probably do out of their par for the course criteria, would be destroy it.
You're exactly right. That's exactly what they did. They had the Spirit Rover go over, and it had all different kinds of tools that it could extend out and use, you know. And one of those tools is a grinder. And so it went over there and ground it down. It's gone.
Figures.
Just totally destroyed
it. Of course, like I said.
Instead of, let's take a little piece of this and run a test on it, let's just grind it up, and then it's gone. And then there's nothing to look at anymore, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're looking for signs that there ever was life there. Well, come on.
You destroyed the signs of life.
Yeah, but they got a picture of it, and that picture got out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is why NASA has such a credibility problem. So let me ask you, is there anything that NASA can say that you would believe?
That they're trying to do a job? Whether or not we agree with that job, doesn't matter the fact they're trying to do a job.
Okay. Yeah, for the Dark Masters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do a job. They didn't tell you what the job is. They're just trying to do a job.
Yeah. Well, I don't buy the stated mission of Curiosity. The stated mission...
I don't either. The thing about it is the drill bits went up contaminated.
Yeah. So how are you going to know if that was life we carried up there or life that's been there forever?
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
They sabotaged their own mission.
They did, and they it was not an accident. They knew about it, and they knew about it for 2 years before launch.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 2 years, did nothing to correct the problem. On purpose.
That's right.
It was an administrative decision that NASA made that, yeah, okay, we know about that, but so what? So their stated mission is they're going to look for the building blocks of life to see if there ever was any possibility that life could have existed on Mars. Brent, they know.
They know, and they're doing everything in their power to either deny it, destroy it, or sabotage their own mission so they can't say it was they can't say it was life on Mars.
That's true. That is true. So, is NASA, in the Brayton opinion, going to be in business this time 10 years from now?
No. If they are, they'll be awful dang lucky.
So you think they're gone?
Pull something off. What?
You think they're gone?
They'll have to pull something really big out of their hat. I mean really big. To counteract the last 30 years worth of garbage.
So what would that really big thing have to be?
They would have to essentially build us a starship. Maybe not the Enterprise, but something close.
Uh-huh. And then go where and do what?
Do an initial full tour of the solar system and say, all right, this is what kind of life exists on this planet. It may not be like ours, but it does have life. They have to be honest. Life exists, period. Doesn't matter where it is. Doesn't matter what it looks like. It's life.
Okay. Good enough. Well, Brent, in Wyoming, do you guys, like, eat a special diet or what?
No, why?
Well, you don't seem to have any fear of calling.
Let's put it this way. Like I said, I'm the only one. I'm the only Brent Breeden that I know of. I really don't care what people think anymore.
Brent, I want to thank you for the call.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I'll leave the telephone number up. You can call if you want to. This whole thing about finding the creek bed, and it's right where I said that looks like a riverbed, a creek bed, a wash, and they're now confirming it. NASA needs to hire me. I'll fix their credibility problem. I'll tell more truth than they want told. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
You guys eat special diets over in Pennsylvania?
It's Brent.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, Jerome, go ahead.
First of all, I do remember when you said that that area looked like a wash, and NASA is confirming what you said. But it seems to me that there must be some secret mission as opposed to their stated mission. And what
I think so. I think so. But why do you think so?
Oh, because just like you said, they went up there to search for life, and yet they took drill bits that were contaminated.
Yeah.
So, you know, that sets your theory down right there. So you know, if nothing else, you make that right.
Yeah. I don't know what their real mission is, but you know, right from the beginning, I'm not against this mission. I'm for it. I mean, I think this is fantastic to have that rover up there and have those cameras up there and all that science equipment and all that. I think that's fantastic. It's just phenomenal. But I don't think its mission is what they said it is. I don't see how it could be.
No, it's like a magician showing you one hand but doing something with the other hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you said you remembered the show where I talked about that and showed the picture on our TV channel.
Mm-hmm.
The part where I marked it and I said, that looks like ancient engineering to me. Do you remember that? Do you remember that part of the show?
Oh, yeah. It looks like a washed-out bridge or something, or a highway.
Yeah, did it look like that to you?
Oh, definitely. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of stuff that you mentioned, it's like I don't see it right away, but then once you point it out, I say, yeah, that could be that.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they have, just like Brent said, they have pictures of that. They just don't want to show it.
Yeah. I'd like to hear at least an explanation for why don't you just roll the heck over there and get some good close-ups, and then we'll know. I'd just like to hear an explanation for why they don't do it. Hey, can you hang on through this break?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and on the telephone with me is Jerome from Pennsylvania, where they have special diets. Jerome, Do you remember the thing I was talking with Brent about, the incident that happened with the Spirit rover when they found that it looked like a fossilized sea plant?
Yes, I do.
What did you think about that when they destroyed it?
I thought that was typical. You know, if somebody walked, if a Martian, and I'm using that term loosely, walked up in front of the Curiosity and stuck his face right to the camera, we would never see that. And I think that when they saw that fossil, they didn't realize that at the time the implications of showing a fossil, and then they had to put a control on it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, are you of the opinion that NASA has a credibility problem?
Oh, definitely. You know, that was the point I was going to make, is we all know liars. And once you know a liar, everything that person says is suspect.
Yeah.
And in this case, the only good thing is that NASA is the only one that is, like you've told us before, giving us pictures.
Well, and that's the only redeeming social value that I see with NASA at this point. And that is, nobody else is releasing pictures to us. Now, there are other agencies flying in space. But, look, the U.S. Army has their own astronauts. The U.S. Air Force has their own astronauts, and they're not NASA. So what are they flying? In order to be an astronaut, you got to fly into space. What are they flying? Where are they flying? What are they doing? We don't know. But whatever it is they're doing, they're not releasing any pictures to us.
No, they're not, and I don't think they're flying technology where they're basically putting human beings on top of a bomb. I think that it's basically they're much more technical.
Yeah, I would agree. I the whole idea of still lighting a fire in the tail of the bird and let's ride it into space is ancient.
It is it's good pictures when you watch it take off and you feel that thrust and everything else and the roar. Boy, that's very exciting. But I wouldn't want to be the person on top of that candle.
No, I generally speaking would not either. However, I'll tell you this. If they said, we've got a rocket headed to Mars, you got a 50% chance of success, we have one seat open, Smith, do you want it? I'd be on it.
You know what, Kevin? I'd be on it too, as long as there was a return trip, and it didn't even have to be, guaranteed. It was that at least they were planning a return.
Well, I say I'd be on it. It all depends on whether they had TSA feeling me up before I got on the rocket.
I'd even put up with that.
I would.
Hey, Kevin. I watched the video during the break, the previous break, you walking around in your barefoot to get a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me that I seen years ago a video of Einstein walking around in barefooted in a park or something, and it stated that he always enjoyed walking barefooted.
There you go. See, I'm in good company. Listen, that video... although it is staged, I staged it. I set the camera up and did it,
Yeah.
It's still, that's exactly how it happens. I walk down that hall, I get my coffee, I go in the studio, and it's on, And I'm barefooted. I'm barefooted now.
Hey, Kevin, bringing up Einstein, and I kind of worked this in on this. I kind of had a game plan here.
Okay.
He had the theory, and we talked about this in the past, E equals MC squared.
Yeah.
And once that theory came out, it kind of made way for the atomic bomb.
Yep.
In inference, wouldn't you say that since all that energy was able to be developed through the atomic bomb, that that would validate that theory and thusly imply that the speed of light can be squared even if theoretically?
Yep, I would. And when, you know, I have physicists. Look, physicists are smart people. Astronomers are smart people. They don't necessarily ever meet, you know, their minds don't necessarily ever meet. Once in a while you run into an astrophysicist and they kind of understand a little bit of what I'm saying. But physicists will tell you that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. Now, astronomers will tell you, and I used to know the name of this pulsar. It's got one of those, you know, it's got letters and numbers for a name.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it is now, but I did a show about it several years ago. But they found a pulsar where the magnetic pole of this pulsar is reversing itself back and forth at 6 times the speed of light. So when the physicist says nothing, there is no speed faster than the speed of light. Nothing can. Now the astronomer says, well, you know, here's a pulsar that's flipping its poles at 6 times the speed of light. Okay, that proves that the physicist is wrong. Now, his laws of physics tell him it can't be. But the observable fact out there in the heavens is it is happening. So that means that law of physics is bunk. It's not a law. And, you know, you've heard me say it, haven't you? There's no such thing as laws of physics.
Just what we know.
Yeah, those are just descriptions of our current understanding. And our current understanding, whereas we are not God, is certainly imperfect and subject to change. So there's no such thing as laws of physics. You know, there's our observations and then our descriptions of it. And we say, well, this is how we think it works. Okay, that's fine, but that's not a law. And it's an observable fact that there are things in this universe that move faster than the speed of light.
Kevin, I like the way you think. Keep doing it, and other than what you think, it is an interesting show tonight.
Well, I think it's interesting. I do. And thank you for calling, and thank you for eating that special diet, whatever it is.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, telephone is open. If you wish to call, you may do so. If you don't wish to call, I shall ramble on, and we'll just have a grand old time. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Ryan in Washington.
Hi, Ryan.
I was wondering if I can bring up my own topic.
Yeah.
You know, I've been going up to Peter Davenport's website, and we seem to be going through a bit of a wave right now of UFO reports.
Yeah.
And the majority of them are these orange lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to tell the audience that.
You know something, let me throw this in, because you're a long-time listener.
Yeah.
Do you remember back around 2008, early 2009, somewhere in that time period, one of our listeners in Australia sent us some flash messages, and he was seeing these orange orbs in his yard. Now, he saw one that had him pretty disturbed, and it was shaped like the eye of Osiris. But he was seeing a lot of these amber or orange orbs that were appearing in his yard. Not just, you know, it's not just one of those deals where you see it in a digital camera, but you couldn't see it with your eyes. He could see it with his eyes. Do you remember that?
A little bit.
That
There's
was
been
the,
so many shows, Kevin, I have to be honest. I do remember that a little bit, yeah.
Well, that was the first time that I heard personally from someone who had seen these things. But you're exactly right. Now there seems to be a wave of them. It seems like there's a bunch.
For people that live in Arizona, there's been quite a few seen in Arizona over the past few weeks. And all these can't be flares, because these just sort of show up in the middle of nowhere. And there's no reason for there to be a flare there. So, I mean, but they're being seen in North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm talking about what Peter Davenport's reported, because he's being flooded with these things. He can't keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you think they
are? North Carolina, now they're being seen here in my state, which has got my interest, in Bellingham and Seattle. So I'm going to keep my eyes focused up. Mm-hmm. And if anybody out there has seen these are very peculiar, like orange lights that sort of don't, there's no need for them to be there. There's no jets above them dropping flares. There's no nothing. And they just sort of there. And now there's reports in West Virginia and the UK. According to Peter Davenport, you remember that news report of that fireball that went across the UK? They said it was a meteor.
Yeah.
According to him, he doesn't believe. He believes there might have been a meteor, but he believes that, the reports that he's got, that is a cover story for something else.
Listen, one of our members, Charlie Wyville, and he's the guy that wrote that song I played the night I talked about this. I played his song on the air. He saw that happen and posted it immediately when it happened in our members area chat box right there on that front page when you log in. And I happened to be on that page when he posted it. I got pretty excited about it. But and he described it, you know. And he said there were five flying together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. In Arizona on the 18th, there was a series of lights that were seen, and they were just sitting there motionless. And then they popped in, and a plane came by, and you can see it on the video, and of course you have to remember it could be explainable, but these turned off and then turned back on in another place. And I don't think flares do that.
No, they don't.
So anyways, if there's anybody in the audience that has seen these, I'd like to hear what they've seen.
Well, what do you think they are?
I'm sure there are people out there somewhere.
What do you think these things are?
Well, you know, Kevin, I think they're related. Some of them are related to the UFO situation, because, you know, remember in 1997, they were seen before that and after that. Lynn Katai saw them right outside her front window.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
She took photos of them right outside her house.
Yeah.
You know? And I think what we're seeing is a wave. You know, there used to be the triangle wave where everybody was seeing those. Now we're seeing these. I think that some of them are actually UFOs that are sort of, they're turned on, and they're sort of another dimension or something. They're kind of not fully visible, but a lot of times they are visible.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what's going on. I'm not trying to alarm everybody, but Peter Davenport, he's just like, he can't keep up. So,
yeah, there's a huge
going on here, but everybody ought to just keep their eyes focused.
Yeah. Now, up in Washington, do you guys eat a special diet?
No.
No? No. How do you account for the courage to call?
Well, I'm interested in UFOs. I'm interested in these orange lights. I'm just fascinated. Whenever something goes on, I try to call on and talk about it. But there's no ball game on tonight. So, and I'm not
Thank
working tonight.
God.
I've been working a lot lately. But
but
Kevin, what did you think of? Well, I don't want to talk about that call the other day in that game. That's not a
no.
show. But
yeah, I'm not political. But I do keep up with sports a little bit, not much. I don't keep up with American football too much. I'm more into international football, what we call soccer. And I kind of got that way when I was overseas. But let me tell you this. There is a game. Do you like American football, right?
Yeah, when my team's winning, I do.
Listen, there is a game that you need to watch, and it is Aussie Rules Football from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bloodbath, man. I mean, that's like watching gladiators. It's unbelievable, and they don't wear all these pads.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like rugby, and
well, it's even, personally, there's a whole lot more action even than rugby.
Yeah.
And but it's unbelievable, man. The first time I saw it, I thought, you know, why isn't somebody calling the cops? I mean, this looks like a riot. But yeah. All right.
Well,
look, I appreciate the call.
Too lawsuit happy here, so I guess it's all about marketing. But anyways, yeah. Back to the paranormal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, maybe you can get Peter Davenport on sometime to tell you what he's been reading, because it's,
you know, like, I've tried for 12 years to get him on the show.
Oh really?
Yeah, I gave up.
Well, some people say he's hard to get. Some people say that. So,
well,
okay. Well, I'll let somebody else call in. If somebody out there has seen these things, I'd like to hear about it.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Kevin.
Thanks for the call.
You have a great night.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, you know, the show's not about Aussie football, but I got to recommend it to you. If you haven't seen it, find a way to watch one. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Tom in Ohio.
Hello, Tom. Are you guys eating special diet in Ohio?
Well, not really, other than I've been trying for the last half hour to call in, and it's always busy there, but
yeah.
Anyhow, hey, you know, I was thinking again. I do that once in a while. It's dangerous.
Is it painful?
If they knew that there's extraterrestrial life on Mars, why would we just go up there with a rover?
There's every possibility.
Why not go up there with something more substantial?
Well, there's every possibility that these other agencies that I talked about, like the Air Force, the Army, the U.S. Navy, they all have astronauts that are not NASA astronauts. They have their own astronaut corps. And you can find that on the Internet. I mean, you can go on their websites and find it. So they do have a space program that we don't know about. We know it exists. We don't know anything else about it. So there's every possibility that they have gone there and perhaps are there with other equipment. But they found life, Tom, in 1976. They found life on Mars. NASA did. With an experiment developed by Dr. Gil Levin. And then they said, they announced they had found evidence of life. Then, almost immediately, kind of like the Roswell thing, they said, oh, time out. We think that was a mistake. So we're going to run another experiment. So they ran an experiment that was not designed to check for biology. Okay. It didn't check for biology, and they didn't find any. No surprise. And so you got an experiment that checks for milk, right? But
yeah.
What you're looking for is sand. Well, it's not going to find any sand because it's checking for milk, right? So that's what happened. And they said, oh, well, yeah, you see, that first experiment was wrong. It wasn't wrong. And scientists have looked at the data since then, many scientists, and have concluded the data was correct. NASA found life on Mars in 1976. And they've been lying since then. And they're lying about it today. They know there's life there.
Well, it just seems to me they're spending an awful lot of money on rockets when they should be doing the right type of experiments up there.
Yep.
Or get a rover big enough that's going to really do some traveling around on Mars. And not some little toy the size of a I don't know how big this thing is.
Well, it's pretty big.
Really put some miles on.
Yeah, this one's pretty big. It's the size of an automobile. And
it is big as an automobile.
Yeah, it's the size of a mid-size automobile. And but see, here's the problem. The problem is when they send the signal to that rover, it takes 14 minutes for that signal to get there. Okay? And then if the rover sends a signal back, it takes 14 minutes for it to come back. So if the rover responds instantaneously from the time they send the signal till the time they get there,
28 minutes.
So they can't drive very far. They send it a signal to drive 30 feet forward or 10 feet to the right. And then they have to send signals for the camera to look around and see what's around it. And then, you know, it's very, very halting. And that's the problem, is the delay in communications. If they didn't have that delay, they could drive it like a remote-controlled car. And they could really cover some ground, but they can't do that. But I don't think that what the publicly announced mission of Curiosity, I don't think is its real mission. And the reason, a lot of reasons. One, why are you looking to see if there were the building blocks of life on Mars when you already found life?
Right.
I mean, that's nonsense. Secondly, they sent it up there with drill bits that they knew were contaminated, and they knew it for 2 years before they launched it.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of your experiments are dead right there. When I was a cop...
You can't trust what you're getting.
Yeah, when I was a cop, everybody's familiar with the term DOA, dead on arrival. However...
Right.
If a cop gets to the scene and the person, the victim, is dead right there, we called it DRT. Dead right there. Hey, do you want to hang on through this break?
Well, actually, I got done what I needed to say.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be back, folks, right after this.
Listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show. And at the moment, we're talking about this. The launching point for what we're talking about Mars. Was that the Curiosity rover, that's the big rover that's up there right now, and it's big, it's the biggest thing they've ever landed on Mars. And I would assume maybe it's the biggest thing they've landed anywhere. The moon buggies may have been bigger, I don't know. But it's the biggest rover they've ever landed, and it's the biggest thing they've ever landed on Mars that we know about. Now, the Curiosity rover is in the Gale Crater. And when it first landed in the Gale Crater, within the first few hours, it looked around, took some pictures. And I downloaded from NASA, from their website, and when I did the show, I gave you the page, I gave you the reference, where you could go look it up yourself. So I downloaded this picture, and I said, so let's just look around and see what's here. And I saw something at a distance away from the rover that looked to me like it could be a destroyed or ancient roadway, highway, on a levee, built up on a levee. And it looked like it came to a point where there used to be a bridge and it was collapsed. And beyond it looked like a riverbed or a creek bed that wound its way down and came right through where that bridge would have been. I didn't say it was a bridge. I said it looked like it had that appearance. And it wound its way around right over toward, and I assume up to, the Curiosity rover. So the rover was sitting right in this creek bed. That's what it looked like. And I said that. I said, that looks like where water has run through there. And I said, that looks like engineering, because it looks like there are culverts. You know, when you build a levee, and you get to a point where, because it's a floodplain, that's why you build the levee, so the roadway will be up above it. You get to a point where the main course of water comes through. Well, you don't build the levee there, because that would be a dam. What you do is you leave a space and build a bridge over it, and that way the water can come through there. However, the reason you built the levee in the first place is it's a floodplain. It floods. And so you build culverts right there where you get to the bridge. You build culverts in the levee so that flood waters can get through there, so it doesn't wash out the levee. Now, that's what it looked like. It looked like there were culverts. It looked like a roadway that had been collapsed where the bridge was. And there was this thing that looked like the creek bed or river bed, probably a creek. They're estimating, by the way, NASA is, that this, from the picture that they've taken, they took a picture now and have released a picture looking right down at the ground, and they said, you know, this looks like a creek bed. Really? Okay. So now they have confirmed what I said about that looking like a creek bed. And they said, these rocks have the kind of wear on them that you expect from a lot of rapidly moving water, which you would have with a creek and a floodplain. And so they're estimating that it may have been as much as waist deep in water there. It's a lot of water. I mean, you just fill up a swimming pool waist deep. That's a lot of water. Now, we're talking about a floodplain and a creek bed waist deep. That's a lot of water. Lots of it. And so they're confirming part of what I said. What I said was, that looks like engineering over there. And that looks like a creek bed coming through there. Now they've confirmed. It's a creek bed. Do you remember all the times that I've talked to you about how, why would you let somebody convince you that you did not see what you saw? You know, people see a UFO, and then somebody comes along and says, oh, that was a flock of pigeons. And you go, oh, okay. Why would you do that? Not once have you looked at a Walmart and thought it was a beach ball. Not once have you looked at a cow and thought it was a Cadillac. Things generally are exactly what your eyes tell you they are. There can be tricks of light. There can be optical illusions. That's true. We all know that. We've all, in the summertime out in the desert or in some really hot place, you've seen the mirage out there on the horizon that looks like a lake. You've seen the mirage. We understand there can be optical illusions, but you don't see a mirage every time you go outside. Things are generally exactly what they appear to be. A beach ball looks like a beach ball, and if you see something that looks like a beach ball, chances are about 1,000% that's a beach ball. And when we look at these pictures from Mars, the same thing applies. That looked like a riverbed. Guess what? It is. Or a creek bed. It's a wash for water to come through. And now they're confirming that. I would like for NASA to grab some guts and send that Curiosity rover right over to that place where I said, that looks like engineering over there. We zoomed in on it. You could see it pretty clearly. I'd like for them to send the Curiosity rover right there and take pictures. And let's see if that's what it is. If that's what it is, then the mission that Curiosity rover is on to see if there ever was life, ever the possibility of life, done. You can save yourself a lot of money. All you got to do is roll right over to that thing, that area that I said, that looks like engineering. Roll over there, take pictures of it, mission done, if it's engineering. If it is, then was there ever a possibility for life? Well, somebody freaking built that. And if somebody built it, there was life there. Now, if it turns out that it's all natural and not engineering, cool. Roll on, Curiosity. Cool, no problem. But why not, let's just do it. NASA, I told you it was a creek bed, and now you proved I was right. I'm telling you, that looks like engineering. Go over there to prove me wrong. I can live with that. I'm not saying it's engineering. I'm saying it looks like it in your picture. I didn't take those pictures, NASA. You did. Now roll over there, let's get some close-up shots, let's find out, and if that's engineering, the Curiosity mission is over. Save the country money. Now see, that makes sense, doesn't it? I guarantee you they're never going to roll over there and take close-up pictures, or if they do, you're never going to see them. They know. They know now. I bet they've already zoomed in on that. That may be exactly why they landed there. Not because they were looking to see if there was a possibility for life. That's what they told us. But because they found evidence of life. And now they want to investigate it. But they're not going to tell you that. I bet that's the case. Now, NASA would poo-poo this whole thing. And they would say that Kevin Smith guy is nuts. But NASA... The world listens to this show, and the world has heard me talk about all of these things for 12 years, and they've heard me be right time and time and time again. So you can say that I'm nuts, and you can poo-poo all of this and laugh at it, but I guarantee you, NASA, I guarantee you, I'm right more than I'm wrong when I call your hand on stuff. And my track record shows it. So prove me wrong. Then laugh at me. Roll over there. Take pictures. Close-up pictures. Don't get over there like 100 yards away and take one of those fuzzy freaking pictures you take. You've got high-def cameras on that. Roll over there to it. You can get right up to it. and get some close-up shots and some panoramic shots and show us and then laugh at me. Just do it. I can live with it. Can you? Why not? I can live with it. If that turns out to be all natural stuff, it's just geological formation. I can live with that. Can you live with it if it's engineering? My challenge, NASA. Try it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is John from Mesa. I finally started eating the right stuff, so I called in.
Well, that's a good thing, John. What's the secret diet?
Well, I'm eating Halloween candy, so maybe there's something in there.
It's in the Halloween candy. That's where the magic is. Okay.
That must be, you know.
Yeah. What's on your mind? First of all, are you barefooted?
Of course I am.
Okay, good deal. You can talk to me then.
I think there's energy that you get, from Mother Earth and feeling the little dirt between your toes. And
Yeah, that's right. A little mud once in a while. Well, no mud in Arizona. Okay, what's on your mind?
We don't want to get into any of the immune system that you get exposed to gradually through your feet and skin.
Mm-hmm.
That helps you out, too.
It does. So what's on your mind?
Back to NASA.
Yeah.
I don't know that it would do that, but NASA's been getting all the answers for whoever's paying the, paying them off to keep quiet, and I assume it's the elite, but we're not getting the answers, and they keep getting answers, so somebody's getting them.
Well, you get a lot of the answers right here on this show.
And that's why I listen to you.
I expose a lot of this stuff. But do you think I'm being unfair when I say, hey, I can live with it, NASA. Can you roll over there and take the pictures?
Yeah, there's nothing in my beliefs or in most beliefs, if you look at them deep enough, that would negate life on other planets.
You're right.
And so I don't know what they're afraid of, outside of the fact that if they come up with all these answers, the American people may say, well, we found out now. We don't really need to spend all this money and send more people over there. So they might cut NASA's budget, which is going to happen anyway.
I think it would open up space exploration like we've never seen before if they would just tell the truth.
Well, and I think so, too. You know, I think that we have a thirst for knowledge, hence the trip to the moon idea of the 60s and Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know, look at the excitement, that was there. You know, even if all you did, you didn't have any part in it except watching it on TV. You felt like you were part of it because you were an American.
And not only that, let me tell you, people all over the world were cheering.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hang on. Let me take this break. I'll be back. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And we have on the telephone with us John from Arizona. John, do you remember, I don't know, you recall, you're old enough to recall the moon missions, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you're old enough to remember then the Viking missions where they landed on Mars in 1976.
Sure.
Do you remember that experiment where they tested for biological processes and they were all excited and they announced that they had found?
Yeah, and I've seen reruns of that press conference a couple of times as I wandered through the internet looking for different things, and I'm going, these guys are intelligent people. They wouldn't make a mistake like that unless they were down very sure, and they're scientists. They know what life looks like.
Well, in that experiment, in that whole episode, we discovered something that's very, very important, and that is when you burn the dirt on Mars, you get copious amounts of oxygen. Because,
right.
And Dr. Harold Klein, who was the founder of, I think it was Ames Research Center, I think, astrobiology program. He was the chief biologist on that Viking lander mission. And he said, and I've got a recording of it, and I have played it on this show a number of times. He said what we found was something like 15 times more oxygen in that atmosphere than we could account for.
Well, and that kind of blows holes in their idea that the atmosphere on Mars is, what, 1% or 2% of that of Earth?
It's not even. Not even 1%.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
And if they got 15 times the amount of oxygen that we've got, you know, we're looking up, even if oxygen is the only thing in there, we're talking.
Well, it's not,
you know,
now, it's 20-30%. It's not 15 times more oxygen than we have. It's 15 times more oxygen in the Martian atmosphere than they could account for from known sources.
Okay.
So,
well, that means that their science is imperfect.
Well, yeah, it means the official story is not accurate and at best, and it's a lie at worst.
Well, and I have no problem with scientists getting on there and coming up and saying, to the best of our knowledge, it looks like this.
Yeah.
You know, I grant you, you're an intelligent man, but we're looking at things hundreds of thousands of miles away through who knows what that we haven't discovered in space between here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to put a lot of guesses in there. There's a lot of blank spots that you have to fill in, and then you come up with a theory or best guess.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't either. I have a problem with them stating something to be a my problem is when they state something to be a fact when their own data shows it cannot possibly be a fact.
Well, I'm looking back, you know, they've been telling us for years that there's nothing out there in space, and I'm going, wait a minute, there's trillions upon trillions of stars, there's meteors, there's rocks all bumping into each other, there's, you know, got to be creating a lot of dust and garbage between, you know, that's out there that may not be reflecting any light. And I think that my point is validated when you start looking at it. There was really nothing in space. The first telescopes that we looked at space outside, you know, the Hubble,
yeah,
would have shown all of these galaxies that are just now showing up, because
yeah,
there would be nothing in the way of that light coming through.
You're right. Okay, listen, I got to run, but I want to thank you for the call, and whatever it is
Always
you're eating,
great talking to you.
Whatever it is you're eating, keep eating it.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we do have time for one more call, if you wish to call. The number is 623-444-5889. If you don't want to call, don't do it. We're used to that. We have a flash message from the United Kingdom. Steve in the United Kingdom. Light travels faster than sound. This is why some people appear bright until you hear them speak. Steve, you're right. Now, are you referring to me? Should I be offended at this? Well, sorry. Hard to offend me. I don't think he meant it that way, but maybe he did. You never know. But that's true. Light travels faster than sound. That's why some people appear bright until you hear them speak. Just as that might apply to me, it, I think, applies certainly to NASA. When they tell us that the atmosphere on Mars is less than 1% the density of the atmosphere on Earth, less than 1%, and then they want to fly an airplane on Mars. They actually built the airplane. And those who watch our TV channel see pictures of it from time to time. They actually had it built. It's a real mission. It was funded, but they had to take the funding and use it for something else. So they never did it. But they built the airplane, and they scheduled it to fly. It was on a mission. It was supposed to be on a mission. It was actually going to happen. Well, look, the gravity on Mars, if it's half of what we have here on Earth, it's less than half, a little bit. But if it's half, all of the airflow that it takes for that airplane to fly on Earth, it takes half of that on Mars. And you don't have it. They said there's less than 1%. So this is what I'm talking about when I tell you their own data tells us that many, not all, but many of their official statements about conditions on Mars can't be true. Can't be true. Their own data shows it isn't true. But I do want to thank them for confirming something that we talked about here on this show. And that's that creek. They are saying, yes, that's what that is. So they're confirming part of what we talked about here on this show. I want to thank them for that. And now, NASA, grab some guts and roll that Curiosity rover right over to that structure. Get some good, clear, close-up pictures, just as clear as you got of that creek bed that you've released that. All right, you've released that picture now. Get some pictures just that clear of that structure. I can stand it. If you come back with, ha, 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 you see, it's just geological. Okay, that's fine with me. I said it could be, but I don't think it is. I think that is engineering. Roll over there and show us the pictures. Can you stand that heat? If you can't, we'll know because we'll never see those pictures. And that absence of evidence, that silence, speaks volumes. You're not that far away from it. The Curiosity is not that far away from that structure. Go take pictures of it and show them to us. I bet you don't do it. Now, I may have to eat those words. I can do that. I may have to come back and say, you know what? I challenged NASA to do this, and they did it. And, folks, it's just geology. I was wrong. I said they didn't have the guts to do it, and they did it. I was wrong. I'll do that, NASA. Will you take the challenge? My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.